Hello, I am Haley.
And I'm Miranda.
And we're the Newport Beach Babes. Welcome to the OC, bitch. Yeah. Today we are discussing season 1, episode 22. My God, this season is so long. The LA.
That Hulu synopsis, Sandy and Jimmy caught in a bind, mm-hmm. get help from an unlikely source. Marissa, Summer, okay. and Seth go looking for a good time in Los Angeles.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I also love that they don't include Ryan in that.
They don't.
He does go.
He does go, but he's not really looking for a good time. He's just trying to. I loved this. So we open on the previously on yeah. starts with Marissa and Summer both watching The Valley, and it's yeah. like previously on The Valley, and I thought that was really cute.
Adorable.
Seth and Ryan are going to pick up Ryan's watch from the Mermaid Motel.
Do y'all take your watches off during sex? Is that a thing people do? Questions I have.
I would say so. Sure.
Maybe in the heat of the moment.
I guess it just depends on how big the watch is.
True.
Or
where things are going.
So they're going to pick up Ryan's watch
yes.
from the Mermaid Motel because he left it there after he and Teresa had relations. Mm. Seth is telling Ryan that he is now a clean slate, Ryan.
Yep.
Because there's no drama. There's no women drama.
No lady drama.
It's angst-free Ryan week.
With the option for the additional week.
angst-free Ryan week does not last long.
No, it didn't even last the night.
It did not last the night because they saw Luke kissing Julie at the motel.
Oh, my God.
This whole arc, and we're going to talk about this for the next
few
eppies here that we're recording today. I hate this arc. I hate what they've done to Luke.
I know.
It makes me so upset because yeah. I loved Luke as a character, and then all of a sudden he just is like,
let's just burn him to the ground.
I don't know if Chris Carmack wanted to leave the show or what was going on, but it was really, I really do not like this.
Yeah.
So yeah, they see that happen, and then credits.
Yeah.
Next morning, they're in Ryan's pool house, and they're just sitting there, being somber, just looking at each other,
shell-shocked.
I'm wondering how long they sat there for.
Yeah.
Seth can't believe they did it in a motel.
It's so cheap, so tawdry. Yeah, that's the real moral of the story, Seth.
I think that is true
as well.
It's a contributing factor.
They could have classed it up a bit.
You don't think Julie's got money, right? Look at that house.
Does she?
Caitlin's at grandma's the time. I mean, I guess so, yeah, but she's got that giant home.
True.
Jimmy.
Oh, well, I mean, we also just can't tell Marissa because she does not handle bad
news. Oh, yeah,
we can't tell Marissa.
The big thing is we're not allowed to tell Marissa that her ex-boyfriend is
fucking
her mom.
Also, the only person she's ever had sex with one time, by the way. That's the extent of her sexual experience.
Oh, yeah, Ryan and Marissa haven't had sex yet.
Nope.
Oh.
I know.
Huh.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess that's true because when she tries to get back together with him, she's like, we've waited a long time.
Right. Blah, 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 kiss,
interesting.
Kiss. Yeah.
That adds something to it as well.
Yeah.
Boy.
The drama.
So, yeah, they can't tell Marissa because she doesn't handle things very well.
Yep.
Jimmy comes over to the Coens mm-hmm. and tells Sandy that they're over budget because mm-hmm. Nobody calls anybody on the show.
Nope.
Jimmy in these next couple episodes is just coming in and out all the time. He's just doesn't even knock. He's just walking in.
Yep.
They're over budget. They need a designer.
Mm-hmm.
Kirsten gets a letter from Haley, who is working at Club Med in Turks and Caicos as an aerobics instructor.
Yeah.
That seems plausible. Kirsten suggests that Julie designs the restaurant.
Because
she'll work for free. She needs that portfolio, baby.
Free is cheap.
Jimmy does not want this to happen because that's his happy place. The lighthouse is his happy place. But they're going to do it, obviously.
Yeah, clearly.
Summer and Marissa are taking a walk on the beach. I guess preschool. I don't know because they go to school later and Summer's got the same hairstyle. So
oh,
I don't know if it's the same
weird.
Day or if it's what the timeline here is.
Mm.
They run into
Colin Hanks.
Fucking Colin Hanks playing Grady Bridges and Adam Brody douchebag spinoff parody. This is one of my favorite episodes because it's so fucking meta. And it's so much fun that they're just, like, poking fun at themselves.
Yeah.
He's so cute. I hear he improvises his own lines.
All his lines. He, like, tries to tell her about the episode. She's like, no, you'll ruin it.
No, you'll ruin it. Yeah. Apparently invited them to his birthday party.
He literally just met them.
Well, Summer's hot, I guess. Like, they're both hot. So he's like, whatever. Like, fine. Come to my birthday party.
So fucking random.
We're at school, and Summer tells them that they met the boys that they met Grady Bridges.
The craziest
and, like,
news. Nothing you could tell us could top this. And then Seth and Ryan just look at each other. Right. Like,
well.
Tell us what it is. I bet our thing would top it, but we're not going to tell you.
They are not going to tell her. No. Obviously not. Especially not at school.
No.
Marissa's outfit, her skirt is like so low.
Yeah.
There's no way they'd let her wear that to school.
Nope.
California. Julie accepts the offer.
Wearing some amazing white boots.
Amazing white knee-high boots.
Yes.
She's rocking the knee-high boot thing in these next couple of episodes, which I love.
I approve.
But she'll do it for free, but there's a lot of things that they need done to it.
Yeah.
And they're going to need money for that.
Yeah.
So they need to ask the Donald Trump of the West.
Caleb Nichol.
Jimmy does not want to do that, but they have to because they're running out of money, and Sandy is not going to accept Kirsten's money, which, again, I guess Caleb's money is just Kirsten's money in a weird sort of
way,
because they do run that anyway.
Yeah.
At school.
Meanwhile, at school.
One of my favorite scenes in this whole fucking episode, did you have sex with Julie Cooper today? And he just, like, falls while he's playing pool.
Casual.
Very casual.
It's not happening anymore.
It's not happening anymore. You're going to end it.
Yeah.
You can't, this can't keep going on. He's like, but I've never felt this way before about a girl.
Jesus.
It's like, okay, like, she's a 40-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Or 36, something. 37, whatever.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
An age in which you should not be sleeping with a high schooler, especially not.
Oh, especially not.
Your daughter's
ex-boyfriend.
Jesus.
The more I think about it, just, like, I don't know what they were fucking thinking when they wrote this storyline.
No,
it's wild.
Yeah.
This is when it starts to get really soapy.
Yeah.
Like, the show really starts to kind of turn into a soapy soap, which it always was, but
we're
it's,
just heightening like crazy. This is telenovela status.
This is telenovela. Like, I mean, there was a whole episode titled Telenovela.
True.
Seth is a little jealous of Grady Bridges, obviously, because he's on TV.
Yeah, he's the TV version of me. He's me, except with his own TV show.
With his own TV show. He's, like, watching The Valley.
On DVD, because he picked up the
DVD.
First season. Yeah, great.
He's kind of like you, charming and handsome. I don't know, geeky and sarcastic, which is funny.
I was charming and handsome, and I got excited.
Oh.
But, yeah. True.
Marissa and her bangs show up to the Cohen house.
I feel like they're a little harsh on her angles.
They're very harsh on her angles. That's why they push them to the side so much.
Well, and later, I don't know if it's this episode or later. Oh, it is this one. I just said bangs are better when her hair's in a ponytail with, like, a little bit of volume.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That looks,
it looks
light
cute.
Years better than when it's, like, down and just her gaunt cheeks are just, like.
She has very sharp angles, which is, like, great for because she looks like a fucking model. But, like. As someone who has had great bangs and has had terrible bangs in my life.
Yep.
They really.
They're hit or miss with
they're
her sometimes.
Hit or miss. And they're mostly miss for me on her.
I don't love them.
I don't love them.
Yeah.
Well, she shows up with her bangs to the Coens to tell Ryan that they need some time apart. You know, it's probably good for them. So she's not going to go to the party in LA.
Yeah.
And that's not going to work for Ryan.
No.
Because he's trying to distract her while
Luke can
end
things.
End things.
With her mother. God.
Seth tries to butter up the parents to get them to allow him to go to this party. He
says to his mom,
like, you don't look a day over perfection.
You don't look a day over perfection.
What I love about this scene is like they're like, just reading the paper, just, like, hanging out. And then he's, like, doing all of this shit and, like, really working.
Hello,
and then they look to Ryan. And Ryan's just like, look, we're not going to drink. We're not going to do drugs. We'll be back by midnight. Don't worry about it. And they're like, okay.
In a long-sleeved black shirt under, like, a short-sleeved button-up, Ryan. Like, it's a million fucking degrees. What are you doing?
I know.
But they're not trying to lie to the parents this time. I could
have
just lied and said I was going to Comic-Con.
I knew you weren't going to that IMAX.
Yeah.
Ryan nails it. So they're going to go to the party, but he's got to convince Marissa. So he goes next door because nobody calls each other.
Yeah.
He goes next door. She's this top that she's wearing. I can't decide if I love it or if I hate it.
I don't remember it. What is
it? It's like a red one shoulder. Oh, and then it's got like leather hearts like going up the bare shoulder. Mm-hmm. And I don't hate it. I kind of like it, but I also don't know if I would ever wear it.
I feel like she's rocking a lot of asymmetrical things these days.
She's rocking. It's really turning into 2004 on this show.
Yeah.
Because, my God.
Is this the episode where she has, like, the – it's, like, a tank top and, like, one side has, like, a giant gold ring?
Oh, no. That's in like a couple episodes. But that is also very 2004.
Just egregiously 2004.
Yeah.
He wants to do things independently, but together.
Independently together. The Ryan and Marissa story. He convinces her to go and like
she's like, okay, you really want me to go?
Yeah,
like, cool.
It's like kind of cute the way he does it, but she I think takes
it
in a different direction.
Yeah, she's reading
which
into it.
I totally would too if he was like, it'll be fun. Like you need some fun. We'll have fun together. Blah blah blah.
When she was the one that was like jonesing for him to come back to her not that long ago, and so if he's like, hi, I want to spend time with you. Let's go on this trip to LA.
Right. She is like, yeah, of course I'll go. I'm going to go get dressed. Does she not need to ask permission?
No.
Like, are the Coens
literally
the only parents that are like,
The answer is yes.
The answer is yes.
The Coens are the only parents.
That was
the only
note. I was like, does she not need to ask Julie?
No.
Also,
since when is she living there? Because I thought she's been living with her dad for a
minute. I think
she
was just, staying there. I think she just splits time. Yeah.
If Julie's peaced out, she just goes and stays in the giant house next
to her.
Maybe.
I feel like.
Not boyfriend anymore.
I feel like she. No, because she said, like, at school that she was going to spend some time with her mom.
Oh,
this
right. Yep.
Yeah. She was like, don't worry about it.
Weird.
Like, I'm just going to spend some time with my mom this weekend.
I
don't know.
Marissa.
And she goes back and forth about hanging out with Julie, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Julie suggests to everyone that they should do an investment dinner for important people in Newport Beach at the restaurant, but the restaurant's not ready yet, so they have to do it at the Coen house that same night. Which, like, what?
No.
They're like, oh, yeah, the kids are going to be in L.A. It'll be perfect.
We'll
it's
just
like,
very quickly whip up all these investment-type dudes.
What the hell? Is nobody in Newport doing anything? Like,
Apparently
I...
not.
Oh,
God. Yep.
The foursome are heading to L.A. They're stuck in L.A. traffic because, of course, they are.
Something happens, and then Summer says something about Legolas.
Yeah. So they're just having chats about things. Summer says she wishes they had a chitty chitty bang bang so that they could fly over all the traffic, which I thought was cute.
Yeah.
They're talking about who they think is going to be at the party because Marissa starts being like, oh, my mom's being really weird lately. Like, every time I call her, goes to voicemail, and like, she's always sending Caitlin over to her grandma's. And Summer's like, oh, she's having an affair.
Yeah.
And the boys are like, who do you think's going to be there? Like, they're trying to change the subject.
Right. Yep.
And she's like, I would hope that Orlando Bloom is there. But they say Legolas, like, they say Legolas.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really weird.
He saved Middle Earth, okay.
Jesus. It's a very important piece of European history.
Yeah.
But both she and Seth say Legolas. And I thought that was weird because it's Legolas. It's a cute like thing. Ryan's like, tonight's gonna be fun, and like the girls are like looking at each other in the back seat like
Ryan doesn't do fun.
Like,
what
what's
going on? This seems shady as hell.
Caleb is dropping Julie off at her house. He suggests the date once more. Do they ever go on this date?
No, he just
not that we see.
No.
Okay.
Just goes straight from talking about this till later.
Too later.
Some drastic actions.
Right.
Yep.
She's like, let's just see how tonight goes, and then like, we'll go from there. And then she gets out of the car, and Luke like jumps out of the bushes.
Fucking random.
He's like, hey,
what's up? Just stalking you lightly.
He
super normal. Shouldn't he be washing his dentures or something?
Yeah, he's upset that she got out of the car with Caleb. Quote, you're just using me until Grandpa came back. And then they fuck.
Oh, God.
And she brings him in the house
twice,
and she's like, we got to be quick.
Yeah, they have sex two times.
Oh, God. But then when they're leaving, he's like, I got to talk to you. And she's like, I got to go. Bye.
Talk later.
Wild. The foursome get to the party where there's lots of strippers and coke because that's what Hollywood's like, I guess. I don't know.
Totally.
Never been.
Yep.
I love this, the rest of this episode, because it's a lot of, like, in-jokes about the OC.
For sure. They, and, like, pop culture at
and
the time.
Pop culture stuff. And, like, yeah. the boys meet Grady, and Ryan looks at Seth and is like, that guy plays high school?
Yeah.
Which I love.
Also, they're, like, 25.
They're both, hilarious. Like, 25. They look so old.
And he, like, intros them to that whole table of
oh, like, the entourage, people. And it's literally just the entourage.
And Grady's lawyer is Angelo Sorrento from Switched at Birth, if you watch that show.
No, I do not watch that show.
It's a great Freeform show.
I do not watch anything on Freeform.
Well,
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. But it's one of the, it's, like, this hot Italian dad. But it was really weird. I was like, oh.
Oh, that
was
weird.
He's, like, a douchey lawyer bro in this. But later
he's... But he's, like, a nice dad.
Ish. I mean, he's still kind of, like...
Sure, yeah. It's Freeform.
He's a funsy dad.
Anyway, that's funny.
Then we get our special guest star.
Special guest star, Paris Hilton. If you want to think about how 2004 this fucking episode is.
Oh my god.
She runs into them at the club and
checks out Seth.
And checks out Seth and, like, flirts with Seth a little bit. And then, and of course, like, she's like, oh, you LA girls are all the same. Like, after Summer says something to her, and she's like, we're from Orange County. And she goes, Orange County?
Orange County.
Ew. Like, ew. It was just pretty funny.
Yeah.
Marissa. And Ryan are, like, they just walk off somewhere else, and they're having, like, a very forced conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But a stripper comes down and rubs Ryan's shoulders, and it's Haley.
With some wild hair.
Wild
like a weird
hair.
Clip-in.
It's like a clip-in, curly mess.
Yep.
Yeah, it is wild.
Mm-hmm.
But dun-dun-dun, she's a stripper. Oh,
she's
no.
not an aerobics instructor.
She doesn't work at Club Med. How weird. Julie's running late to the investment dinner because she fucked Luke twice,
she's
as we mentioned before.
Gotta go be with the adults now. God.
Wild. Yeah. So she comes in, like, while Caleb's, like, giving a speech about how, like, the lighthouse will bring back, like, old Hollywood glamour to Newport. And, like,
yeah.
It'll be like, you know, when John Wayne was running around here. And it's like, oh, God, you're so
an
Republican.
An icon for this. A beacon for this.
Oh, whatever.
All these various weird forced
sure.
metaphors. Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you're absolutely glowing to Julie. It's
she's
so
smelling
gross.
Of sex with a teenager.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Ugh. Probably, yeah.
My whole body just convulsed.
I know. I just, that was upsetting. Ryan calls Sandy
yeah.
about Haley. What I love about Ryan is always like, I'm going to tell the parents.
Yeah.
He's always like, something's wrong, I'm calling Sandy, which yeah. I appreciate because a lot of kids would not do that.
Yeah.
But he's a good kid.
And I also, yeah, I think it's that he finally has someone to call.
That's true. Wow. That's deep.
He doesn't take it for granted like
it's
Mr. Sethala.
Mr. Sethala. Ryan calls Sandy about Haley. Mm-hmm. Sandy's upset. He's like, there's strippers at this party. Like,
and having like a very loud conversation in the public area next to Jimmy, who's just staring at him in frame.
Right. It's
wouldn't
very funny.
Wouldn't you take that shit outside if you were like talking about strippers?
I don't know.
Jesus.
I mean, they probably, I don't know.
But it's television, so it's fun.
It's television. Luna Chicks is the name of the club. That's what they are. I wonder if that's
to
a
say
real
the name
place.
Of the club because then Jimmy can know.
Then Jimmy
it.
Can know.
Love it.
Oh wow. Yeah, this is this is wild. What? Is actually a club, but it was called Deep.
Gross.
At the time the show
maybe
was filmed.
Maybe some deep conversations there.
Ugh, that is so weird. It's called Deep.
Gross.
I hate that.
Stop.
Hey, you
want to
go to Deep tonight? Ugh.
Hey.
Anyway.
Did you get into Deep?
So she's working at Luna Chicks.
Great.
And Jimmy, as we said, Jimmy overhears, so
yeah.
he's like concerned.
Registering that. Yeah.
Caleb comes in and he's mad that the chef is making meatloaf because he's
so
like
so much meatloaf drama.
I mean, like, meatloaf is like a
no,
choice.
It is a choice. But that's the whole
but
basis.
But that's
of
the
their
whole
menu.
Thing is that it's supposed to be like
one martini and two meatloaf.
Exactly.
And, like, yeah.
He's like telling Marco, is that his name, Marco?
Yeah.
To go get like crab from the crab shack or something. And like,
cool.
And Jimmy's like, no, if it's not going to be my meatloaf, then this is supposed to be my happy place and I'm leaving. And it's like,
okay, Jimmy.
Okay. Like, really, he's just making a scene so he could go get Haley.
True.
Julie has a hickey.
A curling iron burn. Julie, is that a curling iron burn?
Boy.
Yikes.
Paris runs into Seth again at the bar at Luna Chicks, and they discuss Thomas Pynchon because she's in grad school.
Don't tell anyone I'm in grad school.
Summer's sitting with Grady.
Yeah.
And she, like, looks over and sees, like, Paris, like, taking Seth's phone out of his pocket. So she's, like, upset.
Yeah.
So she goes to the car to watch the new episode of The Valley with Grady in his SUV because he's got it on tape, which is ridiculous.
Yes.
Also, I don't want to be remiss. Grady also purchased the rights to the Golden Girls,
yes.
and they're going to do a Golden Girls movie.
Amazing.
But, you know, they're all young and sexy.
I also, not to skip over him, cheers to me and all of my glory and a second season.
Mm-hmm.
Again, with these, like, second season
yeah.
little tips.
It's fun. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, wait. I want to watch.
Sandy tells Caleb in the backyard that Jimmy went off to go get Haley.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's why he's my partner. Like, that's why.
Yeah, he's a good
dude.
He's
a good dude.
Yeah.
They're in the car in the parking lot watching the episode. It's Colin Hanks is so good in this episode.
He's
such a fucking
creep.
Like, he's got his arm around Summer. He's chewing gum, which I hate. That's, like, my biggest pet peeve in the world. I think gum is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, having her watch it. And then he says, like, the line on the show is, like, I'm Latro or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, my God, you're so funny. I bet that was ad-libbed.
Yeah, I bet that was ad-libbed. I bet that was improvised.
And
he's, like, trying to talk to her. And she's like, shh, no, wait, I want to watch. Shut
up. She, like, she's not having any of it. And then she says an iconic line, I wish I was from the Valley. Because... like, that's what all teenage girls were saying when this was going on. Like, people in my school were just like, oh, I wish I was from the OC.
Same.
Like, even though, like, we were next door. Las Vegas is the same thing. Seth runs into Ryan and Marissa, and he sees Haley.
Checking out his aunt, Jon Snow style, because he's like, ooh, that
I know.
Hot.
Hey, he didn't know.
Yeah.
Neither did Jon Snow until later.
Until it was too late.
Until it was too late. Yikes. But her creepy manager, who I swear I've seen in something before, probably playing a very similar type, is like, get back on the pole, do more coke
like
if you need some more cocaine. Like,
it's
like, okay, like that kind of whatever.
Yeah.
They get kicked out of the club because the guy, like, starts shit with Ryan, and you know you can't start shit with Ryan.
Yeah.
There's a farce at the Cohen's house because Luke just decided to pop up in the backyard like a fucking idiot.
Oh, my God, Luke and Julie. I can't even with that.
It's ridiculous. He, like, pops up in, like, the kitchen window and she's like, what are you doing? Get out of here, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in L.A., the crew pulls off a pretty great heist to get back into the club.
Yes, literally some of the best acting Misha Barton has done on this show.
Some of the best acting that Misha Barton has done. Basically, like, they pretend that Ryan is, like, an actor on The Valley.
And she's going on.
Yeah, she's like, oh, my God, I love you so much. You're, like, not as tall as I thought you would be.
Yeah.
Which I think also was a great and meta joke.
Yeah.
And
that bouncer's like, you're only a teen idol.
Yeah, he's like, take advantage of it. Like,
sure.
Whatever.
Oh, my God, can I come in with you?
Right. It's it's pretty cute. It's a good little scene. So they're able to get back into the club.
Yeah.
While Seth goes to find Summer, he finds her in the backseat of Grady's car.
Yeah.
After he starts playing her, his horrible band.
And, like they had watched Dailies for a bit and then started playing the band.
Yeah.
Yikes.
His girlfriend, April.
A.K.A. the Rachel Bilson.
The Rachel Bilson character finds them.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, my God, you guys are dating in real life? Don't you think that's going to interfere with the show if you break up?
What if you break up? It's, like, isn't that so messy?
Which I love because, obviously, like, Rachel and Adam were definitely together at this point.
Right.
I saw they ran into each other at the airport.
Did
you see that on her Instagram?
Yeah,
they like took a picture. They both were at like JFK, and she posted on her Instagram. It was pretty
cute. He's such a doppelbanger, by the way. Because isn't he like married to Blair Waldorf now? I feel
he
like
is.
They look very similar.
Oh, yeah.
They have like very similar.
Yeah,
types.
He's married to Leighton Meester for a few years now, probably.
Yeah.
And doppelbanger.
Yeah.
What is that from?
It's from something, but it's you know what? I think it's from Younger. And it's because Hilary Duff's character just, like, keeps fucking the same dudes. Like,
oh, that's
they're,
funny.
They're, like, all the same height, hair, glasses, like, kind of bro-y.
That's funny.
Whatever. Yeah.
She,
can't break the trend.
Well, that's Adam.
Yeah.
Grady says something to April.
Yeah.
And, like, he's like, oh, no, I'm sorry, and, like, chases her out.
Chases her away.
And then there's, like, a line on The Valley that's playing still. And as Seth is shutting the door, he's like, I bet he ad-libbed that. Like,
amazing. Because
you
know. Seth is now, like, a super fan of the show.
Yeah, he, like, loves The Valley now.
Amazing.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Talks.
To the.
Well, they get re-kicked out again.
Yeah.
Because the guy like finds them once they get into the club because they're like, Haley, like you're coming home with us, and she's just like
very clearly already leaving, by the way.
Right,
she was not in her.
No, anymore. She was like her shift was done or whatever, and like
yeah,
they were like.
But he was mad about
it. The manager was mad, and so he was like, "All right, get out of my club. I never want to see you guys in my club again." Haley, like you're fired, whatever. Yeah. And Jimmy shows up conveniently.
Yeah.
And
side note, that manager is from The Sopranos and some other things. I don't know if you've watched.
I've never watched The Sopranos. No.
Okay, cool. House of Cards.
Oh, I did watch House of Cards.
He's Marty Spinella. 2013.
That doesn't help me at all.
In Suits?
I did not watch Suits. I'm so sorry,
Meghan
Markle. An
episode of Castle. Some other shit, but...
Yeah, I think it's just like one of those actors that I, like, yeah. see him. He's, like, very, like... He always plays, like, an Italian mobster
yeah,
kind
I was
of guy.
Yeah, he's in 5 years of The Sopranos.
But,
so
I mean, like,
out.
Good for him. Get that work. Like, if even if you're
money.
Typecast, like, you're getting that money. So, good for you.
Sweet.
So,
yeah, Jimmy and this guy.
Jimmy, like, comes and he's, like... Marissa says, "Dad," and the guy's like, "Dad." It's like, "What are you like my age? And you still think you're 25?"
What are you gonna
like,
do? Hit a kid?
I was like, "Good for you. Good yeah. for you."
Amazing.
And
then they like embarrassingly go back into their douchey club.
I loved it.
Bye, guys.
Jimmy takes Haley back to Newport, yeah. and the kids are gonna walk to their car, mm-hmm. where they discuss who is the beauty, who is the brawn, who is the brains,
who's the boobs.
I'd rather be the bitch than the boobs. Summer does not want to be
the boobs.
She does not want to be the boobs.
Yeah.
But I guess,
don't blame
you know,
her.
I don't blame her, yeah. you know. Yeah. Seth is the brains, Ryan's the brawn, Marissa's the beauty. Mm. Even though she was the brains to get them back into the club. So sure. really, she should be the brains for yep. this
particular
one particular operation.
Scene. Yeah.
It's a pretty cute little scene. They're just like walking back to their car because you have to park forever away in LA,
yeah.
Which is very similar to Chicago sometimes.
For sure.
Luke breaks up with Julie.
You're breaking up with me?
Yeah.
You're both so sad.
Yeah.
But also fucking break up, you
fucking
guys.
Fucking break up. They get back to the Cohen house.
Yeah.
Summer
Questions.
And Seth are watching the valley in yeah. a different room, which I think is funny because Marissa's like, Ryan's like, I can't believe they're still watching that.
Yeah.
And Marissa's like, I heard it's addictive. There you go.
Welcome to Why We Still Rewatch the OC.
Right. Sorry, go ahead.
So then Marissa and Ryan go into the pool house. Mm-hmm. Who just lays on a bed like that in front of their ex? Like, he like fucking sprawls out.
I have no idea. They're like, clearly like still like, into each other sort of thing. But their flirting is so contrived here.
It is awkward as hell.
It's so... I think it's just because they don't have any chemistry together. Like,
no.
I don't know
no.
what happened in between, like, the first episode and, like, now. Because
no.
even in the first episode, there's, like, something there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure in screen tests there was something there. But now it's, like...
So
nothing. Like, I wonder if they hooked up in real life and, like, something happened.
Then, yeah.
I'm really looking forward to, like, a tell-all
or
book, you know,
like
probably.
Or she's just, like, hella drugged. Like, what's her...
I don't know.
She's, like, looking more gaunt. Like, she's very thin anyway,
she's
but I feel like she's looking
thin.
Very, like, unhealthy.
I just don't know. Yeah, at
no
this point
knows.
In history, OC history, I really don't know.
Yeah.
So, it's very contrived, and he's, like...
Yeah.
It's like, oh, like, well, I was the brains. Well, you...
And now who's the bitch?
Yeah, it's like, who's clearly the beauty? It's like, oh, now who's the bitch? And
okay,
they're
like, well, you're clearly not the beauty.
And they're
shit.
Like throwing pals at each other and they're like, we're flirting. And then she like just randomly gets up and like goes
to
the
bathroom. Which I was like, oh my fucking God, I forgot this is how Marissa finds out. Because this is also super fucking contrived. Because who just like comes into a room and just like exclaims some
Luke,
very sensitive information?
It is so
dumb.
Dumb. And I love this show, but it is so contrived. Like, when they need to get something done, they'll just fucking get it done.
All right, I'm done having yeah. sex with Julie Cooper.
All right, I'm done having sex with Julie Cooper.
How about just, I'm done having sex with her. He knows who she is.
Or just being like,
I did it.
And then God. Ryan being
like,
cool,
hey,
cool,
are
cool,
you
cool,
alone?
Cool. I mean, he does come in and like...
He doesn't see anyone.
He sees Kirsten and is like, is Ryan here?
Yeah.
And he like, you know, she's like, oh yeah, he's in the pool house, whatever. But she doesn't say like he's with Marissa. He's just
yeah.
like, he's in the pool house. So, but at the same time, I'm not going to like, if I had... sensitive information
yeah.
to give my friend. I wouldn't just open their door and be like, listen.
Also,
guess
like
what?
That door is still ajar
it's
and there could
ajar.
Be someone in the backyard.
Like, it's
like,
awful. It's so stupid.
God.
So he says it as Marissa's coming out of the bathroom and she's very upset, obviously.
Yeah.
And she's like, is this why you wanted me to go to LA? Is this why you wanted me to do, you know, it's a whole
clearly.
Thing.
Clearly.
Yeah, clearly. Duh.
Dumb bitch. Clearly you're not the brains anymore, Marissa.
Clearly she's not the brains anymore.
Oh, God.
And that's the episode. That's the LA.
Yeah.
It all happens very quickly.
Yeah. I was looking up just for reference because of the Paris Hilton cameo. The Simple Life was on from 2003 to 2007. So,
oh, yeah. She was definitely was, like, this is like a I big get for them.
Yeah.
And that was on Fox, too, I think. So
yeah, that was probably like a tie-in. And also, like, because she looked like such a fucking incompetent asshole on that. Like, I think they're like, I'm in grad school. I'm so
oh,
smart.
Yeah. It's like, you know, that's, I mean? It's that's like the joke. It's like, oh, she's actually smart.
She's actually really smart.
Yeah.
Nice.
yeah. What an episode.
What a ride.
What a wild
Can't
ride.
Wait to find out how well Marissa takes this news. I bet she doesn't do anything dumb at all.
She probably doesn't do anything rash.
God.
What's it like to just have money and be able to do whatever you want?
She's so fucking dumb.
She's so stupid. Oh, poor Marissa.
Final thoughts besides what a dumb that was?
No, I like this episode. It's fun. It's meta. And it's like a lot of like tongue in cheek. Like if I remember watching it live and thinking it was really funny at the time because it was so like...
Yeah.
The OC was so huge at that point, and it got huge quick.
Yeah. And, like, we had to scramble for, like, morsels of, like, behind-the-scenes deets.
Right, because it wasn't, like, Twitter, like,
we didn't have, like,
Facebook.
Instagram stories.
No, it was
just
all,
like, hi, this is me. I'm
like,
dating this person.
Entertainment Weekly, I remember reading
I think dating. Stars, so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. So it's, like, kind of a response
I mean,
to
like,
that.
We had the internet, obviously, but it wasn't, like, how it is now.
No.
And it was definitely like, you know, I'd get like Tiger Beat or whatever, and there'd be like pictures of them like in it or like what, you know, E! News. You'd have to like actually watch E! News back in the day.
Yeah.
So it was like really fun to see like the tongue-in-cheekness of it. They got to have a little bit of fun with this episode, which I like. But of course, there has to be drama because it's the OC. We can't just have a fun episode.
So we have like coked out stripper Haley and as like a B-plot drama. And then
It's weird because they make it seem like being a stripper is like so bad and it was like but it's not really like if you want to do sex work, do sex work.
She
like,
doesn't have any marketable skills. She's never had a job.
If that's
in
what
her
she
wants,
they made it seem like she was like, I didn't know where else to go. It's like one of those things.
It is a little unfortunate that that's like.
But
how
it's also
portrayed.
Like if you think about 2003, like the way that people view things, it's like, I mean, if you want to be a stripper girl, make that money. That's what Hustlers is about.
I want to see that so bad. Is it?
So
out
do
yet?
I. No, I think it comes out next week or the week after.
So
no. September. It's in September sometime.
I'm pumped.
I know. I am excited to see that too. Yeah. But yeah, I just like this episode. I think Colin Hanks is great. I love Colin Hanks. Colin Hanks stan.
Come on the show.
I'm like a mild Colin Hanks stan. What?
No, I was just thinking, I already told you this, but my friend Susan, who like coffee, she was like, guess who I had coffee with? Like, you have to check your Instagram.
Oh
and
my
I was
God.
Like, what the fuck? And it's like her like beautifully smiling with Ryan Atwood, Ben McKenzie, and I was like, gross. She's like on this like science panel, so she's like in this VIP celebrity room. She also posted a picture with not related to the OC, the Weasley twins.
Oh yeah,
Fred and George. And it's like, oh
yeah,
look, blah, blah, blah.
That's
like,
cool.
God damn you, with your fancy life.
Bitches.
Which I mean, this is a relatable moment. Speaking of her taking pictures with them, I would just like to end with, thank God I had my camera phone. They are the autograph of the 21st century.
Yes, they are. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.